Good morning. A very natural theme for this morning's worship service is flow. The flow of the Spirit moving around us and through us and in us, that we might live in that flow of the Spirit. It's something that not necessarily happens all the time. That we could be in that state where life just magically flows and happens and everything is just in tune. But that's not the way it normally is. We're always preoccupied, thinking about this, thinking about that. What? We're chasing after a paper that fell. All those kind of things. Flow is so important, but oftentimes the roof chatter gets in the way. The roof chatter. Been reading a book recently by David Stendel Rast. He was associated with Mount Savior Monastery and actually lived at Kendall for a while. He is a wonderful, wise, wise person. And this book is called You Are Here, Key Words for Life Explorers. One thing that he shared, I'd like to share. This is a chapter entitled Blessing, Bloodstream of the Universe. A rabbi once gave me a deep and most beautiful image of blessing. I have forgotten his name, and I sincerely apologize for that. In the Holy Land, as in other places where rain is scarce, water is the most perfect symbol for blessing. Thus, the River Jordan, cascading down from the Lebanon mountains, brings blessing wherever it flows. It fills the Lake Tiberias, the Sea of Galilee, with an abundance of fish, and makes the gardens and orchards on its shore a paradise of fruitfulness. Flowing through the lake and on, the river descends into the deepest depression on earth, the Dead Sea. True to its name, the Dead Sea looks completely dead. Its shores are a waste of rocks encrusted with salt. Its water, many times saltier than ocean water, is empty of fish, and a diver swallowing some of it would at once choke to death. But isn't this the same water that brought abundant life to the Sea of Galilee? Yes, answers the rabbi, but here is the significant difference. The Sea of Galilee receives the waters of the Jordan and lets them flow out again. The Dead Sea has no outflow, so the water of life gets stagnant and spells death. This is exactly what happens to a blessing we receive if we don't pass it on. And then, in a later chapter, he gives some advice to people who are looking to find a method to get in touch with our depth and to be attentive and open to that flow that seeks to flow into us and onward and outward. And this chapter is entitled Stop, Look, and Go. This is what we teach our children about standing ready, getting ready to cross a road. Stop, look both ways, and if all is clear, go. So everything depends, he said, on the first step. It can take us out of an automism of which we are not even aware and makes us, as if for the first time, come alive. Without stopping, we're sort of stuck in that roof chatter and automatic response, and we just are half-seeing. Learning to stop and be still is absolutely necessary before we can listen and respond fully and gratefully to life, moment by moment. Stop, as we are here using this word, means simply to hold still. All of us are so used to clatter and commotion around us and within us that we might feel a bit uncomfortable with stillness, but we can practice being still a little longer every day. And then he comes to the second word, look. Anchored in your inner stillness, you can now, as a second step, pay full attention to everything that the moment contains. A little further down the page, he said, learn to see with the eyes of your heart. Open your eyes and receive what is before you in that sense of love. He says, as a groom welcomes a bride, or I would say as a bride welcomes the groom, but it's that loving openness that allows us to truly see and appreciate what is right in front of us. And then, out of that appreciation, go. Allow yourself to do the response that will automatically be called forth by what is inside of you. And that is the way the Spirit flows. So later on in this service, we're going to ask you to just kind of join with your neighbor into small groups and talk a little bit about how you have experienced times of flow and how you sometimes you have not. I hope we will find this interesting. And so we'll see how that happens.